Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It's a pleasure this morning to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many are happy this morning? Can you raise your hand for the Lord? As we stand with the same next to you, say, God bless you, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the saints of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us give the Lord a round of applause. Amen. In bright mansions above, in bright mansions above,
just be faithful, be in this way.
tlong bo Jesu le tle ka pele haleluya lentswe la ha le supatsela le ena o teng ka sebelong tsa re tlong go nna haleluya to praise the Lord. Amen. Tlong bo Jesu le tle ka pele lentswe la ha le supatsela
Oh,
Even this morning, here are your children, Father, in front of me, Father. They've come to your throne, Father, expecting more, Father, and you've always given more to them, Father. Even more than they expected from you, Father. Even this morning, as we are here, Father, there are others, Father, who I may not know what is in their heart that they may need, Father. But you are the one who can see even through their hearts, Father, and know even through the needs of any, to see through the need of everybody, Father. May you please provide unto them, Father, because we believe that even in this morning, Father, you are in this, here in this place, Father, and even this morning, Father, as your brother is leading us in chorus, Father, it's just in preparation for the word that's going to come from your throne this morning, Father. And Father, we've prepared our hearts unto you, Father, because you know, Father, as long as, Father, your word is there, Father, and our hearts are ready, Father, you know, you will make a difference in our life, Father. That is why even this morning, as we are here, Father, may you be the one, Father, who's going to be there with your Father in his office as he's preparing the word, Father, so that the word that's going to come here, Father, may reach even up to the deepest of our heart, Father, so that when we go out of here, Father, we may not be the same as we came in, Father. We may be strengthened, Father, and renewed, Father. Because now we know, Father, that out there, Father, is this battle, Father, is a spiritual warfare, Father. And the only weapon, Father, to defeat the devil and to win this war, Father, is your word, Father. Because your word, Father, as the word has said, Father, is a double-edged sword, Father. There is nothing, Father, that can go through it, Father, that can even conquer it, Father. It is an all-conquering sword, Father. Even this word, Father, that is why as we are here, Father, we believe that the pastor, as he is there, Father, he has that sword, Father, that you give. Brother Branham, you gave Brother Branham in his
hand while he was there, Father, in the mountain, Father. We believe that that very sword, Father, that Brother Benham was able, Father, to defeat the devil, Father, that was able to, Father, to defeat even cancer, Father, that he, through it he was able, Father, to deliver even the children, to deliver the children even in this last age, Father. It's the same very same sword, Father, that the pastor has this morning, Father. It's the same sword, Father, that through it, Father, will be able to conquer the devil, Father, and, Father, to be able, Father, to be given the crown in the end, as conquer, in the end, this, Father, as conquerors, Father. As we go, Father, through the service this morning, Father, may you bless each and every person, Father, who made an effort to come this morning, Father. May you please bless the service, Father. We commit this service unto you, Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. While the musicians are going to bless us, if the sister can reflect them, you may have the seat. Hallelujah. Sister Leonardo.
Bye. Mountain, talk comes in so easy when life's at its best. Now down in the valley of trials and temptation, that's where faith is really put to the test. God on the mountain is the God in the valley, but things go wrong, He'll make them right. The God of the good times is the God in the bad times, the God of the day.
coming down, down, down. It's coming down, down, down. When the glory of the Lord is coming down, when the sending to pray, when the Lord will have his way, when the glory of the Lord is coming down, it's coming.
Request here from the Mohlabi family, that Sister Mohlabi, she's not feeling well. And then from Lopez family also, that Sister Lopez is not well. So while we pray for the offering, remember our sisters in prayer.
Let's close our eyes. Siyabonga Baba ekuseni. Nkulunkulu omuhle, Nkulunkulu olungile, unini mandla onke, wena owadala konke. Udalela thina Nkosi yethu ukuthi sibe khona emhlabeni sizobusa. Sibuse ngoba wena sewuphakathi kwethu. Siyawuzwa lo mbuso, yingakho sihlabelela sidumisa lakho igama. Ngoba umbuso ufikile phakathi kwethu. Ingakho sibona ukuthi akekho omunye ke wenza izinto ezinhle njengawe empilweni yethu alethe ukuthula okungapheli okungaphazanyiswa yilutho. Ingakho siyakubonga ngemizimba ngamaphimbo wethu nangeminikelo nokweshumi kwethu. Sikuletha kuwena Nkosi yami, asazi Nkosi esingakubonga kangakho ngoba kukhulu kakhulu okwenzele thina. Siyabonga, sibusiseke nathi, wena wazi idingo zabantwana bakho. Ngiyakhuleka namhlanje ekuseni egameni likaJesu Kristu ukuthi ilo nalo mntwana wakho nesidingo khalayo. Ushilo wathi Nkosi yami, ingqongqothani nizovulelwa, funani nizofumana. Ngakho ke Nkosi yami, senza khona njengamanje ukuthi Nkosi wanelise uphendule wena. Ngiyakhuleka nangu dadwethu uMhlabi kanye nengane Nkosi yami bababikile kuwena ngenxa yokungaphathi kahle uSister Hlophe. Sibaletha kuwena Nkosi, isandla sakho asifinyeziwe kuba sihlule kukusindisa. Nendlebe yakho ayivalekile ihlale izwa njalo. Singakakhuleki thina, wena bese uzwile Nkosi yami. Esikwenza manje ukuqela Nkosi yami nokuzithoba phambi kwakhe ukuthi baphilise Nkosi yethu. Sisakhuleka njena ngalesikhathi nabo labakhona mabeze ushintsho nomehluko Baba. Lokhu sikusho egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu esinikezwe lona emhlabeni ukuthi konke sikwenzako sikwenze ngalo leli gama lika Jesu Kristu. Siyabonga Baba, in Jesus name, amen.
Amen. Let us take our seats.
Sinahlala phansi.
While we greet you once more in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we've already mentioned, the absence of Sister Hlophe and Sister Mohlabi. Brother Kumete also is committed somewhere. So may God bless them and whosoever that is not here. May God richly bless them. So and then we welcome you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So just a round of applause of defeating the devil and coming into the service. So we are happy. A special welcome to Brother Joshua. Where is he, Brother Joshua?
Oh,
God bless you, sir. And Sister Onel. Where is Sister? Oh, Shalom. God bless you. And Tembelihle.
Tembelihle.
God bless you. And where is Brother Chitongo? God bless you, sir. And Brother Cosmas. God bless you. And Jotan, God bless you, sir. So may God richly bless you. Feel at home. And then just dance for the Lord as much as you can. We appreciate your presence. We don't really take granted for visitors yet. And then we must be good for them. Very kind. And then we appreciate the little ones here, the Sunday school that went as invited yesterday. We invited them to have a lunch. What do you call it, Sister Lorraine? Oh, it is an outing. Eh? Oh. I wish I was the little one. Okay, yeah. So God bless them and Sunday school teachers. They show a commitment. May God richly give them energy and power and bless them. And the generosity of our trustees. Well done, Shangu and Brother Dipadi and Mutabi. Well done. Last but not least, today they say it's a Women's Day. Is it Women's Day? Or is it Father? It's not Father's Day. It's a Women's Day.
It's a Women's Day.
Yeah, so even if outside there, whatever that day, they say, what is Women's Day? What does it mean to them? To us as a church, we really appreciate women. Yeah, so we really appreciate you. We love you. May God richly bless you. I think some of our future pastors and deacons and trustees and chorus leaders and whatever, the ones that will take over from us. They are taught by our mothers, our women.
So
you really have a great role in church, in how you teach the children. So may God richly bless you for that. So let us stand on our feet while our dear and precious pastor is coming. So let us stand here on this great banister, as the prophet says. And we will see God unveiling himself this morning. So that should be our anticipation. Prayer in our hearts that we want to hear God speaking to our hearts. Let us sing a song. God bless you.
Give us. We're happy to be there in the house of the Lord. Just without waste of time, let's turn to the book of Jude. Jude is just one chapter.
Verse 14 and 15.
Yeah. Then it reads in this manner.
14 and 15.
And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of this, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
It Enoch always kumbisa kusukela uAdam wa profeta ngabo wathi bela inkosi iya kufika nabangcwele bayo abayizigidigidi ukuze yahlulele bonke ijezise bonke abangamesabi uNkulunkulu ngenxa yemisebenzi yonke yabo yokungahloniphi uNkulunkulu abadelela ngayo nangayo wonke amazwi alukhuni izoni ezingamesabi uNkulunkulu eziwakhulumileyo ngaye.
I hope you note that he cometh with, not cometh to.
Ngiyathemba ukuthi niyibonile leyo ndaba ethi uza naba, hayi ukuthi uza kuba.
Amen.
Amen.
He cometh with them because he has already come to them.
Uza nabo ukuthi usezile kubona.
I hope we are together.
Ngiyathemba sisonke.
Revelation 16.
Incwadi yesambulo isahluko 16.
From verse 13 until verse 16.
Verse 13, so Peter with verse 16.
It says, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
Ngabona kuphuma emlonyeni kadrago, nasemlonyeni wesilo, nasemlonyeni womprofethi wamanga, omoya abathathu abangcolileyo befana nesigxakagxaka.
For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
Ngokuba bangomoya bamadimoni, benza izibonakaliso, abaphuma beya emakhosini ezwe lonke ukubahlanganisa okulweni kusukela olukhulu.
Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that washeth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame.
Berangeza, ngingenesela, busisiwo olindayo, alonde izingubo zakhe ukuba angabi ngohambaze baze balibone ihlazo lakhe.
And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon.
Wayesebahlanganisela endaweni ethiwa ngesiHebheru iHamagedon.
Revelation chapter 19 from verse 1.
NgoTestambulo sahlo 19 from verse 1.
Actually, not from verse 1. I think we'll just take it from verse 11.
Ayesiqala kuverse 11.
I will move to verse 1 as we are preaching. Revelation 19 verse 11. And I saw heaven open, And behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war.
Ase ngibona izulu livuleka, bheka nanto ihashe limhlophe nohlezi phezu kwalo obizwa ngokuthi othembekile noqinisileyo uyahlulela alwe ngokulunga.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself.
Amehlo akhe angamalangabi umlilo, nasekhanda lakhe kukhona imiqhele eminingi, unegama elilotshiwe elingaziwa muntu kuyena kuphela.
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
Wembethe ingubo efafazwe ngegazi, igama lakhe ngulizwi kaNkulunkulu.
And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
Izimpi zasezulwini zamlandela zikhwela amahashi amhlophe zembethe ilineni elicolekileyo elimhlophe nelihlanzekileyo.
And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God.
Emlonyeni wakhe waphuma inkemba ebukhali ukuze ahlaye izizwe ngayo, yena uya kuzibusa ngentonga yensimbi, yena uqobo uyanyathela isikhamo sewayini lentukuthelo yolaka lukaNkulunkulu umnini mandla wonke.
He hath on his vesture, on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Unegama lilotshiwe engutsheni yakhe nasethangeni lakhe elithi Inkosi yamakhosi nombusi wababusi.
As we pray, most gracious Heavenly Father, we are very much thankful this morning that you have made it possible for us to meet in the manner that we have met.
Amen.
Not for any other purpose but to hear your word. And Lord, we believe that whenever we come like this, we have seen you honoring our meetings, meeting after meeting, and today is no exception, dear God. If there are those that are sick and afflicted among us, make them whole in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That when we come to the end of the service, everyone should be happy in the house of the Lord. And those that are sick, let them be delivered as I committed the reading of the word to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
As you take your seats. Amen. This morning we want to speak about the final showdown.
Namhlanje sene sithanda ukukhuluma ngombonakaliso wokugcina.
Amen.
Amen.
Final showdown.
Umbonakaliso wokugcina.
I like it in Pedi the normal seke. Kimanchana shake. Amen.
Ngiyathanda ngesipedi bayisho ngaleyo ndlela leyo.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the final showdown.
Umbonakaliso wokugcina
lo. That's what we want to speak about.
Yibona ke singathanda ukuthi sikhulume ngakho namhlanje sene.
And we thank the Lord for the message that Brother Mpanyana preached on Wednesday.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngomlayezo omfuthi uMpanyana ashumayelile ngolosithathu.
Amen. So we'll just use it as a relay and take from there and move forward.
So sebenzisa njenge relay sothatha lapho eshiye khona siqhubeke siphambili.
How many believe that one day the last sermon shall be
preached?
Amen. The last prayer shall be prayed. The last song shall be sung. And we shall be no more. Amen. We are here because we are preparing to go somewhere. There is a home that we are going to. And the devil doesn't want us to go there. But we are going. Despite him not wanting us to go. We've had battles. We've had wars.
Sibenezimpi.
But it has to culminate into something.
Kwamele ubuthanele entweni ethile.
How many really thank God for this prophet? Amen. You know, I am a firm believer that the prophet will be relevant until we are gone. I hope you believe that as well. You know, the other time, I think I was telling Brother Bati.
But
I was telling some other people. when certain individuals they rose up and started attacking Brother Ed
Biscar.
And I said to as they were attacking him, I said they are not actually attacking him. Or the target of their attacks is not him. But ultimately it is the prophet. And the reason they are starting by taking this one is because he was an eyewitness of the ministry. So you can never attack the
prophet
without attacking the eyewitnesses first. So that means you need to discredit the eyewitnesses. So that the time you attack the prophet, they should not be an eyewitness. Amen. And it's no secret that I've got a high regard for Brother Ed Biscar. Because it's one of the people that were with the prophet, but that have grown with the ministry. And he has never used his personal interaction with the prophet to create isms. He has never aspired to be an eighth messenger. Amen. So it's one of the people that love the prophet, that love the message. And now I saw that they want to attack him, but they want to attack the prophet. And today you can't help but you can see that there's a pressure where people want to move the prophet out of the picture.
Namhlanje awazi ukuvimba kodwa ubone ukuthi abantu bayazama ukususa umprofeti esithombeni.
But I want to say, if you worship in this church,
we
will quote the prophet until we go home. He will become relevant until we go home. And if it ever comes a time where the prophet irritates you or this message irritates you, just know that you will never make us to leave our prophet.
Prophet.
You would rather leave us and leave us with our prophet. Are we together?
Amen.
We are not going to change anything that the prophet has spoken to suit the needs of the people. I hope we are together. The prophet is relevant until we go home. Amen. And if God raises the fivefold ministry, they must be subject to this prophet. Hallelujah. The prophet is still a barometer for the bride in the end time. If you deviate from the prophet, we don't take it. Hallelujah. We can't be diplomatic about it. Hallelujah. Anything that we say, it must be approved by the prophet of the hour. And we are proud to be the products of his ministry. I hope we are together. Hallelujah. I see men around the world, they want to outcompete the prophet. And the danger, you know, I admire a person that comes into the message and leaves the message than the one that comes and stays and wants to change the message from within. Hallelujah. And even you, I'm just studying, I'm talking about final showdown. I'm going to go why I'm read the scripture that I've read. Even if you, brothers, if you can be hit by midlife crisis, and get a new wife, don't bring them here at this church. Are we together? Hallelujah. Can we have an amen on that one? The reason I'm saying is two that have already wanted to bring their new wives, I said, not in this church. Find another church. We'd rather worship five, but be honest with God. I hope we are together. And we love this prophet. The reason I'm saying, I'm talking, and you say it might be a hard saying, is because I sense that we are going to a final showdown. There is going to be a collision of powers. There is going to be a collision of doctrines. But it did not start here. As we heard in Wednesday, it started in heaven. When the war broke out between Michael and Lucifer, which was an angelic battle, and then it was now thrown down onto the human race from heaven to the earth, and now it must end up here on the earth. Hallelujah. The same war that started in heaven. And when we speak about the Armageddon, we are speaking about the final battle. Hallelujah. Between good and evil. The prophet of God says, and you need not to confuse it with Gog and Magog. We've got two Gog and Magogs. And I will show you what are they. Hallelujah. But this one, we are going to participate in it. Hallelujah. The Battle of Armageddon. Right now, you can see that every nation is rising against Israel, which we will find it in Zechariah chapter 14, if we can read it. I just want to place the first Gog and Magog and move on to something else. Zechariah 14, verse 2, it reads in this manner.
Zechariah 14, verse
2. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, the houses raffled, the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city.
Ngiyakubuthela eJerusalema bonke abezizwe ukuba balwe nalo. Umuzi uyakuthathwa, izindlu zikhangwe, kuphoqwe abasifazane, ingxenye yomuzi iyakumuka iye ekuthunjweni, kepha abantu abaseleyo abaye kunqunywa emzini.
Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of the battle.
UJehova uyakuphuma alwe nalabo bezizwe njengosusukwini lwempi yakhe ngosuku lokulo.
And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof towards the east and towards the west, and there shall be a great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove towards the north, and half of it towards the south.
Izinyawo zakhe ziyaguma ngalolu suku entabeni yeminqumo ephambi kweJerusalema ngasempumananga, intaba yeminqumo eqhekezeke phakathi ngasempumananga nangasentshonalanga, kube yisigodi esikhulu kakhulu. Ingxenye yentaba iyakuqhekezeka ngasenyakatho nengxenye naseningizimu.
Amen. God is speaking about how all the nations will be against Israel. Let's move to Ezekiel
38.
Verse 1. It says, "And the Lord, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him."
Izwi lika Jehova lafika kimi lathi, ndodana yomuntu, bekisa ubuso bakho kuGogi, izwe lika Migogi, isikhulu sakwa Roshe no Mesheki no Tubali, uprofethe ngaye.
"And say, Thou says the Lord God, Behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal."
Uthi, isho kanje inkosi uJehova ithi, "Bheka ngimelene nawe Gog, isikhulu sakwaRoshe noMesheki noTubali."
"And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, and all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords."
"Ngiyakukuqula ngifake izigwegwe emihlabathini yakho, ngikukhiphe kanye nayo yonke impi yakho, amahashi nabamahashi bonke bembethe kahle kakhulu, iviyo elikhulu elinamahawu nezihlavu, bonke bephethe izikemba.
Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, and all of them with shield and helmet.
IPheresiya, neKushe, noPhuthi kanye nabo, bonke benezihlavu nezigqoko zezimbi."
Amen. And we know that when it speaks about Magog, it speaks about the modern day
Russia.
And when it speaks about Persia, it speaks about the modern day
Iran.
When it speaks about Meshech and Tubal, it speaks about the modern Turkey. And Ethiopia is what it is. And Libya is what it is. And Goma, it speaks about the modern day
Germany.
Now, this is, I'm just showing you a part of Magog. That the predominantly, you see that it is the Muslim nations. And they are now being led by Russia, which is a communist country. And they are now gathering against Israel. And now you've got a radical country like
Iran
that would want to wipe off Israel off the map. And the reason I'm showing you that is that when you begin to see the nations of the world, world, including our country coming against
Israel,
then you must know that God is about to rise to defend
Israel.
Now this Gog and Magog, we are not going to be part of it, because we are the Gentiles. Hallelujah. What is going to happen there is that we are going into the rapture. As the Bible says, the church was taken up in Revelation chapter
4.
And after the church is raptured, then we go into the wedding supper. And we will go there for 3.5 years. And the prophet said, the message that we believe must go back and be given to the Jews. The way we have believed it, and there is another spirit of Elijah, because it works 5 times. Now this with Elijah, together with Moses, they must go and introduce the message to the 144,000. And that 144,000 is the one that will be besieged by the nations. And the Bible, when God spoke to Daniel, but it says Michael shall rise up and shall defend his people. And now when those League of Nations are rising against
Israel,
we will not be here, but we are being taken up into the rapture. And when we are there in the rapture, we will be there for 3.5 years, and the tribulation will set in the Gentiles while the message is being introduced to the Jews. But remember, we need to come. The millennium is not a heavenly activity, but it is an earthly activity. But before the millennium takes place, this earth must be purified. Now every 2000, God is doing something upon the face of the earth. The first 2000, God baptized the earth with water, which was during the time of the flood. The second 2000, God baptized the earth with his blood. Now the next 2000, this earth is going to be baptized by fire. I hope we are together. Now when the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, it speaks about the other coming. Because you must always check, God's patterns runs in three. He came as a redeemer. Hallelujah. When he came into Jerusalem, when he was born in Bethlehem. Now he has come again as a thief in the night, which was his secret coming in 1963. Now this second coming, it is a total secret. Only the predestined ones will know that he has returned. The unbelievers will not be aware that he has come. But you as the bride, you know that the Lord himself has descended. Hallelujah. And his descending, it was in threefold. It is the shout, which is the message of the hour. It is the voice, which is the voice of the resurrection. It is the trumpet that is calling the bride to the wedding supper. So his coming is threefold. The prophecy, as he descends, he does these three things. Now why is he coming in that manner? It is the secret going away of the church.
And
the church, the people of the world, they will not know what happened.
Then
we will be caught up together in the
air
and meet our Lord and be with him for 3.5 years. And tribulation will set in. But when we are there, then evil will reign upon the face of the earth. And then we see the beast will come. And we'll see that the beast will give the image of the beast the power. And these ones will be under the influence of the dragon. Because now we are going to a final showdown. We need to say them for what they are. The dragon is the same one that started the battle in heaven.
He's
the devil himself. And the beast that we speak about is the same beast that was wounded but was healed, and the multitudes around the world were amazed. And what is that beast?
It's
the same Roman Empire that transformed itself and made itself to be Catholic. I hope we are together. Now the false prophet, it is that man who calls himself the vicar of God. It is that false prophet. It is that man of perdition, which is the Pope in the end time. And let me tell you something. The people can look at the man and say he's a peaceful man. The day is coming where he will show his colors. And the people will realize the same Roman Empire has now become Catholic, and it will be too late. And if you don't know history, let us teach you history. Rome killed 68 million of Christians. Did it ever repent? It never repented. It just changed its form. But why did it change its form? Then you need to go and read your book of the seals. Because it came as a white horse rider, which was the religious power. And it came back as a red horse rider, which was the political power. And it came back again as a demonic power. And today we see a pale horse. So that means the political power, the religious power, the demonic power have now combined, hallelujah, in where we are now. Hallelujah. But these things, you will see them clearly. If you don't believe this message, one day when we are gone, you will see these things and say there were people that once spoke about it. And right now, you can see that all the nations, they can disagree. America can disagree with Zimbabwe, but they go to Vatican together. Because there is one man that is being feared around the world. And that man is the one that came with the religious power. I don't know whether you remember the time when Rome was building schools. It was a good citizen. And the people forgot what it was. But we are glad that there is a prophet of the hour that was able to expose the system. We are not against the people, but we are against the system. The system has got good people. There are people that genuinely love God, but they are trapped in the system because they've got no knowledge of what is happening in the system. Now we know that this beast will rise up and will give the power to the image of the beast, which is in New York, which is being advocated by America, which is the World Council of Churches, and that means every church must belong to that, but the bride will not belong to that. Together there will be a new world order, and from that new world order there will be a standardized doctrine that will be approved by politicians. And now we see those things are coming up in America, but I want to say our God is not America. Our God is Elohim, and at no point in time where our sermons are going to be authorized by America. Our sermons were sanctioned from heaven. Our headquarters is in heaven. Our leader is Michael himself. And what we preach is what comes from there. And now there is coming a time where, when you don't belong to that league or that confederation of churches, right there, then you will be wiped out of the system. You cannot participate economically. Cannot participate professionally. But during that time, then the bride will come under the squeeze. And when she comes under the squeeze, the prophet says, now watch that third pole. You will see the power that you have never seen before. You will see the bride performing great exploits. Now the rapture will take place. Now after the rapture has taken place, then we'll be there for the wedding supper, and the tribulation will set in. Now the church is taken out of the earth, and it is there in spiritual Goshen. Now there's tribulation upon the face of the earth. Now we see the church coming again in Revelation chapter 19. Now they come with their mighty warrior. They are following him. He's on a white horse, and his name is called the Word of the Lord. And he's not alone. He's coming with 10,000. He's coming with this army. I'll read the quotation from you. Now we find out that the devil will be gathering his subjects on the face of the earth, and God will be gathering his subjects on the four corners of heaven. And now heaven will open. You and I will come down, and we're coming down for a final showdown. Now there's going to be a direct combat between the armies of the devil and between the armies of God. And I'm glad that this army, you must remember, the devil was chucked out of heaven, and after he was chucked out of heaven, he went on a rampage. The world is in his control. The institutions are in his control. The systems are in his control. But there's coming a time who will draw the line in the sand. So the devil will not go beyond this line. And our leader will take out his sword and confront the armies of the devil, and the world will come into the final showdown. And why is it coming into the final showdown? It's because before the millennium, the Bible says, we shall stamp on the ashes of the evil one. And let me show you something. Every nation, and I was amazed that Russia leads all the nations in terms of the nuclear programs. If you want to know what nuclear does, maybe you need to go and research what America did in Japan. Do you call it what? The Hiroshima.
the Hiroshima.
Hallelujah. Just you go and check what happened today. It's a terrible sign. But what you see that happened in Japan, I tell you, it is just a child's play compared to what is coming. So every nation has got a nuclear program. They've got atomic bombs. They've got hydrogen bombs. They've got nuclear bombs. Who are they designing for? Look around the world. They spend more money on arms. More money than they spend on health. Than they spend on education. Why is every nation arming itself to the teeth? You'll hear what the prophet of the hour says here. He says in the message, a true sign that's overlooked. He says now, as we see the evil hours approaching, and all the wrath of God built up into the sky, it's most any time that there could be something happen to this nation that's forsaken thee, there would be one great explosion that would take the nation completely off the map of the world. I don't know whether how many remember when Russia told America and said, we will wipe you off the earth. And how? The prophet saw these things before they happened. Let me show you something. Now we know that around the world there are two nations, or two races that are richer. America is poor as you can think. If you speak about the dollar, one day it will not be worth the paper that it is written on. But the Jews, they still have the wealth. They own the Wall Street. Now we know that false prophet, he wants to get his hands on the wealth of the Jews. Hallelujah. Because if he gets his hands there, then he's in full control. Hallelujah. I hope we are together here. Now the prophet taught us that what is going to happen. Now you begin to see the Pope going into Israel, facilitating the discussions between the Palestinians and the Israelites. Now you see him facilitating the talks. But his main goal is to get Israel into an agreement in order for him to access the wealth of Israel. I hope we are together. And the prophet teaches us and said that agreement, it is going to be broken. And when it is broken, that's when you see all the nations that will come and besiege Israel. But I can tell you, if you want to see how dangerous God is, come against the land of Israel, you will see a battle that you have never seen before. I hope we are together. Amen. And we know that Russia will bomb Vatican. Maybe as a build-up, let's read here. Let's go to Revelation 18. You know that Rome is a nation within a nation. You've got Rome in Italy. Rome operates as a nation within a nation, Italy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It has its sovereignty there. Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. It says, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven,
having great power, and earth was lightened with his glory.
Emva kwalokho ngabona enye ingelosi yehla ezulwini inamandla amakhulu nomhlaba wakhanyiswa ngokukhazimula kwayo.
He cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
Yamemeza ngezwi elinamandla yathi, Liwile, liwile iBabylon elikhulu, selibe yindawo yokuhlala amadimoni, nendawo yokubopha bonke omoya abangcolileyo, nendawo yokubopha zonke izinyoni ezingcolileyo nezizondekayo.
For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the mansions of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
Ngokuba izizwe zonke ziphuzile iwayini lobufebe balo, namakhosi omhlaba afebile nalo, nabathengisi bomhlaba bacebile ngamandla okutamasa kwalo.
This is the church making nations to commit fornication. It's not just an ordinary church, it's a rich church. Hallelujah. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that he be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues.
Ngase ngizwa elinye izwi livela ezulwini lithi, phumani kulo bantu bami ukuze ningahlanganyeli nazo izono zalo nokuba ningamukeli okwezinhlupheko zalo.
How many heard that voice when say, come out of them?
Bangakabalizwele lephembeleni makasho athi phumani ubone.
We have come out of that system today.
Siphumile kulolu hlelo namhlanje.
Hallelujah. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities.
Ngokuba izono zalo zifinyelele ezulwini uNkulunkulu wakhumbula ukungalungi kwayo.
Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, and in the cup which she hath filled to her double.
Buyiselani kulo njengalokho lona likwenzile, liphinde kabili okwemisebenzi yalo esitsheni eliquba kuso.
How much hath she glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow.
Ngokungalokho lizidumise litamasa ngakho linikeni ukuhlupheka nakulo okungakho. Ngokuba enhlizweni yalo lithi, ngihlezi ngiyinkosikazi, angisiyo umfelukazi, futhi angisoze ngabona ukulila.
Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burnt with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her.
Ngakho kuya kufika ngalusuku lunye izinhlupheko zalo, ukufa nokulila nendlala, futhi liyakushiswa liqedwe ngomlilo, ngokuba inkosi uNkulunkulu elahlulelayo inamandla.
It talks about the nuclear activity on her.
Ikhuluma ke ngokusebenza kwama-nuclear emhlabeni.
On her.
Ukuyena
osifazane. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail and lament for her, when they shall see the smoke of her burning.
Amakhosi omhlaba ayafeba nalo ehlela ngokutamasa, ayakukhala ambongozele ngalokho nxa ebona umusi ukusha kwalo.
Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come.
Emi kude ngokwesaba ukuhlupheka kwalo ethi, maye maye kuwe muzi omkhulu waseBabiloni, muzi onamandla, ngokuba ngehora linye nje kufikile ukwahlulelwa kwakho.
The mansions of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore.
Nabathengisi bomhlaba bayakulikhalela balililele, ngokuba impahla yabo ayisathengwa muntu.
Those Italian suits.
Those
Ferraris. Hallelujah, will be reduced in 1 hour. And the people of the nation, kings of the nations, kings of the earth, when they see the smoke coming out, they will say, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon. That mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come." Listen to the merchandise here. The merchants will cry. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet. Do you see what is hidden under this woman? And all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble.
Impahla yegolide neyesiliva namatshe ananena nemapareli nelineni elicolekileyo nobubende nesilika nobubomvu kwanye nemithi yonke enamakha nezitsha zonke zamazinyo endlovu nezitsha zonke zomuthi onanenayo elikhulu.
And the cinnamon and the odors and the ointments and the fragrance and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men.
Okay. Noku nomona, noku noku nempuma, ne nelimnandi, nempepo, namafuta, oku kola. Nenhlaka newayini namafutha eminqumo nempupho ecolekileyo nokulweni nezinkomo nezimvu namahashi nezinqola nezigqila nemiphefumulo yabantu.
Amen. Rich with souls of men.
Icebile futhi nangemiphefumulo yabantu.
Which reflects the religious activity there.
Ekhombisa ke ezenkolo ke lapho.
Amen. Let me just read a quotation for you.
Ake ngifundele isiqaphune nje phela.
The prophet says.
Umprofeti uthi.
In the message the false seal.
Nayizwe the false seal.
He says the first thing in heaven was a battle.
Uthi into oqala yayisezulwini kwakuyimpi.
Lucifer was kicked out and came to the earth.
Lucifer waxoshwa ezemhlabeni.
Then he polluted Eden.
Wasengcolisa iEden.
Then he has been polluting ever since.
Ubengcolisa kusukela ngaso leso sikhathi.
And it's not going to get any better.
Angeke ashintshe.
It will keep on polluting.
Kuqhubeka njalo ukungcolisa.
Now for the battle in heaven.
Manje ke impi esezulwini.
It's coming to the battle on earth.
Iza empini elapha emhlabeni.
It's to be finish here on earth at the end time in a battle called Armageddon. The battle that started in heaven when he was kicked out, when they kicked him out and Michael and his angels overthrew him and he was run out and dropped right down into Eden and started the battle there, the prophet said that battle, it will be finished here on earth. Hallelujah. And how is going to be finished? You can see when it's going to be fought. And what is the purpose of this battle? The battle of Armageddon. The purpose of that battle is when God purifies the earth with fire, preparing it for the millennium. It happens after the rapture, but it happens before the millennium because it's the one that purifies. This evil one day is coming to an end. The devil one day is coming to an end. That's why the Bible says the rest of the dead live not for 1,000 years. And when were they killed? When there was that direct combat between Michael and
and his army. And Lucifer and his army. Because as he's gathering us after the rapture in the four corners of heaven, Lucifer will gather the kings of the earth from the four corners of the earth. And this battle, the prophet says, is going to be fought at the gates of Jerusalem. But here's something beautiful. When they are coming, you don't go into a battle. We don't go into a battle in order to think that you're going to lose. This Lucifer, together with these people, this subject that he's gathering, they think that they will overcome the Michael. But I want to say, Michael has never suffered defeat. We have defeated him there, and we have come here on earth, and we have enforced his defeat, and we are coming back again to finish him off. The people that will finish him off is those saints that are coming throughout the seven church ages. When he comes out, as Revelation chapter 19 says, let's read it here from verse 1. It says, and after these things, after which things? After the rapture, after the tribulation, after the vials, after the seals, after the seven church ages, after this thing, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven. Saying hallelujah. If you think we are making noise, wait until we get there. Heaven will not be a quiet place, especially when we spell victory. You will hear the hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Remember, he's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. We are the ones that will crown him. And we will call him the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the God of Gods. Hallelujah. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with the fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand.
Ngokuba ziqinisile, zilungile izahlulelo zakhe, ngokuba isifebe esikhulu esinokwanalisa umhlaba ngobufebe baso uliphindiselile igazi lezinceku zakhe esandleni saso.
These woman's hands are full of blood.
Owesifazane izandla zakhe gcwele igazi.
Which blood?
Igazi labo
68 million of believers that he killed.
68
Hallelujah. And the Bible says, this woman is influential. And why is she influential? Today you say it's Sunday. Who told you that it's Sunday? The calendar that you use. Who told you to use that calendar? The calendar that we use is a Gregorian calendar.
Gregorian calendar.
That is named after Pope Gregory. This church is even controlling our time. Tells us that it's Sunday. And when you search Sunday, you find that we are even celebrating their foreign gods. Because in her, every unclean spirit was found. In her, you find the Trinity is there. You find things that are unscriptural. But here's the danger. She's respected by the kings of the earth. But I am glad there are a certain group of people that will never bow down to this woman. Our prophet had an appointment with the Pope. And when you meet the Pope, the protocol dictates that when you come there, you need to come and approach him and kneel before him and kiss him and call him a holy father. Brother Branham, when he heard about it, said, I only have one holy father. Cancel the appointment. And I say, if the prophet did it, I will do it. Worship is only reserved for the Lord. God,
will go to the
blood will never worship any man. Will only worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
No matter
what the powers of the time say.
No matter
the things that we are saying.
They
will make the system to be uncomfortable.
But
we are not yet to be complicit to the system. But we are here to expose the system. And say to the predestinated one. Come out of here.
Come on,
we are not the partakers of a sin. Because she's going to burn with fire. I hope we are together.
Amen.
We are not just coming into unity. Unity based on what? You cannot bring us into unity in the system. Hallelujah. Because one will say you can marry John and James, they can live together happily ever after. You'll bear with me, I've got no respect for Desmond Tutu. Absolutely, zero respect. And I regard him as the Judas of this country. If it scares you as a church, you just put a disclaimer as Pastor Madiba saying that, not you.
Hallelujah.
And I'm glad, you know, I looked at the man called Uhuru Kenyatta. I say, the man, you may say he's not the best president, you can mention things, but he's got character.
Yes.
He stands with Obama here. He stands here. Obama says, yeah, we need to legalize gays and we need to look at the rights of homosexuals. Because he knows it's illegal in Kenya. Do you hear what Kenyatta said? I think that is not something that is of importance on the minds of Kenyans. The Kenyans, they want bread on their table. They are looking for jobs. Actually, what this man is saying is not an issue yet. I say, this man has got a backbone. And I say, if the prophet was around, he was going to say he's a gentleman. Because whenever America comes up with that, great men, they bow under pressure. But we need presidents that can tell him not on our continent. And that's why we've got more respect for Mugabe than Obama.
Call
him a dictator. Who told you he's a dictator? But we agree with him on that principle. And I believe my prophet would have agreed with him.
But
this country, South Africa, sold out and became an American fashion on the continent. The same place that fall for America will fall to this country. But we need men that have got a backbone. They can rise up and tell the nation, you are getting it wrong. The prophet was such a man. You remember when they voted for JF Kennedy? When they voted for Kennedy, the prophet was not ashamed. He came and said, black people, you have made a terrible mistake. He was not a politician, but he was tracing the spirit in the spirit realm. And
said,
this spirit that is on Kennedy is the same spirit that was on Ahab. And that same spirit went to Bill Clinton. And that spirit went to Obama.
He's
traveling there. But the prophet exposed the system.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've got an opinion when it comes to that.
Amen.
In this church, if you have feelings for another man, you're most welcome to repent or leave this church.
kuleli bandla lelo uma unothando uthanda enye indoda wamkelekile ukuthi uyaphenduka okanye uyashiya leli bandla.
That's abomination.
Isinengiso leso.
After which child are you going to adopt somebody who brought the child through the right nature?
Amtshele uzoadopta umntwana abamthole ngendlela elungile.
And make the child to be twisted.
When they people in God.
And then thereafter, you want to tell us that it's right.
Because
it's a democracy, which is demon crazy. This church must never be dictated by what the government is. Our government is not the government of this world. And if men rise up on principles, they may not be message believers, but will say, God bless you for taking
that.
Yes, sir.
You know how Mugabe says? He says, you the West. You came here and told us that we don't look fine in our traditional clothes. Then we let go and we put on suits. You told us that you are not impressed with our language. You changed the language and spoke English. You told our women that their natural hair is bad. We imported your hair of dead people and put them on our women. Now you want to come and tell us that our men must get married to other men. Today we disagree on that. God bless you, President!
Paragraph 310.
He says, now here they are. Or before I read this one, let's go to Revelation 19, I was on it. Bear with me for being all over. Amen. He says, for the true, verse 3. And again, they said, hallelujah. And as smoke rose up forever and ever.
But usibili, hallelujah, nomosi was when you were kuze kube phakade na phakade.
And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah.
Ayesekwa phansi amalunga angamashumi amabili nane kanye nezidalwa ezine. Kuleka uNkulunkulu ohlezi esehlalweni sokukhosi athi amen hallelujah.
And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and he that fear him, both small and great.
Kwase kuphuma izwi esehlalweni sobukhosi lethi, mdumiseni uNkulunkulu wethu nonke nina zinceku zakhe, nina enimesabayo abancane nabakhulu.
And I heard as it were the voice of great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. The voice of many waters, it refers to the preachers.
Ethi nasengizwa ungathi izwi lesixuku esikhulu linjengezwi lamanzi amaningi lezwi lokuduma okunamandla lithi haleluya ngokuba inkosi uNkulunkulu wethu unini amandla onke iyabusa.
And let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, For the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready.
Masithokoze sithabe futhi masimnike inkazimulo ngokuba umshado wewundlu ufikile nomkalo uzilungisile.
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, and for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
Wanikwa ukuba embathe ilineni elicolekileyo nelikhazimulayo. Nelihlanzekileyo ngokuba ilineni elicolekileyo lenzi ethe liyenze lizenzo ezilungileyo zabangcwele.
And he said unto me, right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true saints of God.
Yayisithi kimi, loba ukuthi babusisiwe ababenyelwe emsidlweni somshado wewundlu. Yayisithi kimi, lawo angamazwi aqinisileyo kaNkulunkulu.
And I fell at his feet to worship, and he said unto me, see thou do it not, I'm thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have given the testimony of Jesus, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Every genuine servant of God will point you towards worshiping Jesus.
Zonke iy'ncebo zikaNkulunkulu zangempela zizokhomba zithi khonza uJesu.
Amen.
Ngase ngiwa phansi phambi kwezinyawo ukukhuleka kuyo. Yayisithi kimi, Musa, ngiyincebo kanye nawe nabazalwane bakho abaphethe ubufakazi bukaJesu. Khuleka uNkulunkulu ngokuba ubufakazi bukaJesu bungumoya wobuprofetha.
And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful, True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war.
Ngase ngibona izulu livuleka, bheka nanto ihashe elimhlophe lohlezi phezu kwalo obizwa ukuthi uthembekile noqinisileyo uyahlulela alwe ngokulunga.
And I need you to be spiritual. When it says he's on a horse, it doesn't mean he will come riding on a horse.
Uma ithi khuluma ngokugibela ihashe, achaza ukuthi uzoba hama ngehashe.
Horse, it speaks about the beast refers to power.
Ibeast iqondanise namandla.
Amen. The same power that he has, he will have.
Amandla afanayo akanawo sizoba nawo.
Amen. Verse 12, his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
Amehlo akhe angamalanga omlilo, nasekhanda lakhe kukhona imiqhele eminingi, unegama elilotshiwe elingaziwa muntu yena kuphela.
He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
Wembethe ingubo efafazwe ngegazi, igama lakhe ngulizwi kaNkulunkulu.
This blood shall never lose its power.
Igazi liyaphelelwa amandla wakhe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to put it this way.
Ifuna ukuyibeka ngale ndlela lena.
Amen. If you are a, I don't know, some of you that were married 24 years ago, the likes of Sister Lorraine.
Abanye bashade eminyakeni 24 years endlule kufana noDade Lorraine.
Or some of you that have been married 60 years ago or so.
Abanye bashade eminyakeni 16 endlule.
60 years.
60. Omnyaka 60.
Chances are that if you were married 60 years ago.
Amathuba athi uma ushade eminyakeni 60 endlule.
For all we know, the might have, your lobola might have been 2 rands.
Ilobola lakho inani lakho ufana ngathi u 2 rand.
Amen. And it was a huge money then. And you cannot say today, 40 years later, and say, what is torrent? It's nothing.
I see loot.
Hallelujah. It may be nothing to somebody, but to you, it still means a lot because you know what it took. The youngsters, when they hear that you were married and it was children, they can say, so cheap, but they don't know it was too expensive.
Hallelujah.
And I'm simply saying that the blood was shed on Calvary. The seals were open. But we can never nullify the importance of the blood. Because if it was not through the blood, we would not have what we have today. The blood paid the price. And we are not going to undermine the blood. That's why I agree with the song that says it shall never lose its power. The blood redeemed us. The blood made him worthy to open the seal. And the blood is still important in 2015.
Amen.
Amen. Hope we are together.
Amen.
Because when you come as a sinner, tinted with sin, I still need you to take you back and say, you are a savior, died on Calvary. And while you are rejoicing, I say the same Savior became the Lamb and went and took the book, which was the book of redemption, and broke the seals, and your name was in those seals. But I need to give you the full picture. It's not only at the end. I'm
going
to start you where it started, so that you rejoice and appreciate the full, complete plan of redemption. Amen. And we know that the reason the blood is important is because it was the problem of the blood in Genesis. The gene pool was polluted. And the new gene pool had to come. And when did it come? Through the breaking of that cell blood of Jesus. It brought a new spirit. It brought a new life. It brought you a new genetic pool. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where were we? Here we were. Verse 14. Did you hear what his name is? His name is the Word of God. What did we say about the Word? The Word will defeat the enemy. When? Where? Under which condition?
In this circumstance.
Hallelujah. Do you see the Word is coming again? The unadulterated Word of the living God. Verse 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
Izimbi zasezulwini zamlandela zikhwela amahashi amhlophe, zembethe ilinen elicolekileyo, elimhlophe, elihlanzekileyo.
The white linen speaks about the righteousness of the saints. They as well come having the power. The same power that he has. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God.
Emlonyeni wakhe waphuma inkemba ebukhali ukuze ishaye izizwe ngayo. Yena uyakuzibusa ngentonga yensimbi. Yena uqobo uyayinyathela isikhamo sewayini lentukuthelo yolaka lukaNkulunkulu umnini amandla wonke.
When the prophet was in the wilderness,
abo profeti asehlane.
As he raised his hands and said, a sword fell into my hand. And the voice said, this is the king's sword. And the prophet said, oh, not a king,
the king.
What in prophecy? How it goes? God in goes with Yona Yo.
What was that sword?
The
fullness of the way. That same sword is the same sword that we will be coming with. The word of God is the sword of God. Brother Branham challenges the Pentecost, the denominational ministers. And say, brethren, you have challenged me on serpent seeds. But I want you to come and stand next to me on the right hand side and debate with me on water baptism, on marriage and divorce, on Godhead. And he says they were silent, although they had planned to debate with him. He said, why were they silent? He says no one would dare come. Because right where I was pointing, the angel of God was there with his sword out.
Hallelujah.
And that sword, we've got it. The unadulterated word of the living God will defeat the devil anywhere, anytime, under any condition. Verse 16. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Let me read this in the fourth seal, paragraph 310.
The fourth seal.
He says, and here they are, joining themselves together, coming to that showdown, that final showdown, to
Armageddon,
riding on a mixed colored horse.
Bahamba.
He's referring to the earthly subjects now. Because the heavenly one are coming on a white horse. And the earthly one are coming on a pale horse. And both are following their leaders. And they are coming to a final showdown, which is the Battle of
Armageddon.
Riding on a mixed colored horse. With one horse of white, one horse of red, one horse of black, and the three which is political, religious, demonic power, which is the Antichrist. As Christ is coming, the Antichrist is coming, because the word anti means to be against. Now they are coming to a final collusion. This one is on a mixed horse. He's got religious power. He's got religious power. He's got political power. He's got demonic power. They are all combined. This one is coming. He's coming with the word of the Lord on a white horse. These are two powers that are coming into collusion. And each has got their own armies. Will you be part of that army? He says, mixing that all together, you got a pale, sickly looking thing is riding on. Look what he's riding on. This pale looking, grizzly colored horse, mixed with black, red, and white, coming to the battle, gathering the subject from every nation under heaven. Hallelujah. And this one gathering everyone in heaven. And that gathering was taking place. I'm continuing the message, Victory Day. Paragraph 127. We talk about it. We've had several wars. The wars and rumors of wars. The V days and the V days and the V days.
V days. days.
It will finally wind up into the great battle of
Armageddon.
That will be the last of it. When she comes to the battle of
Armageddon,
that will settle the whole thing.
It's
coming, the whole thing will be settled. The evil question will be settled. That will settle the whole thing. Just before the great millennium.
Armageddon
is to clean off the earth. She purifies herself with this atomic blowing. You must remember, we speak about the end of the world, not the end of the earth. The world will end, but the earth will end. The structure will remain, but the system on the structure will have to be done away. I hope we are together. When he destroyed the world,
at
the time of Noah, he destroyed the
cosmos,
but the structure still remains. And when he comes again and purifies this earth with fire, the earth will remain, but it will be a cleansed earth. And he will start a new system. I hope we are together. She purifies herself with this atomic blowing, the volcanic ash, and sings that this soaked blood of men and women upon the earth, and sin and crime will be done away. She sings beneath the earth.
Amen.
She sings beneath the earth.
She sings
beneath the earth.
The
volcanic breaks out again. Renews and cleans the earth for the great millennium. He cleans his church during that time. There's coming a time when it will be great. Stay with me. Every nation has got a nuclear program. Atomic bomb. You name hydrogen bomb.
I'm a hydrogen bomb.
Now that Iranian president, which is a radical man, and they are saying, if they were to set off the nuclear bomb, it can destroy the earth within a couple of minutes. Now you've got a nation rising against a nation, which is the science of the end time. But stay with me here. No matter how angry Putin can be with Obama, he will never say, you will never press the bomb. No matter how that Iranian president can be upset with Obama, he will never release the bomb. What is holding them? It's not some organization somewhere. It's not the United Nations. It is not the World Council of Churches. But the presence of the bride upon the face of the earth, it makes unreasonable men to be reasonable. Make violent men to be peaceful. But wait, when we leave this earth, you will see what you have never seen before. And the bride is holding the forces together. But when she goes, even in its fullness shall be upon the earth. There is a lot that can happen in Witbank. But the reason nothing is happening is not because the municipality plans better, but it's because you are here. But when you go, you will see the relationship of the church and Christ. It's like the ocean and the moon, because you see the tidal waves coming. What makes the waves to stop and go back into the water? It's because the moon is in its position. But if the moon can move, the waters of the sea will cover the earth. What does the moon represent? It represents the church of God. What are the tidal waves representing? It represents the evil that must come. They can be full of temper, but as long as the bride is there,
negotiation will work. I can tell you, Putin should have blown off America when they were fighting over that Ukraine. The reason they didn't is because we still come to Wednesday service. You can undermine yourself, but you are an ambassador for heaven.
That's right.
You are determining the balance of forces. Amen. In the message, Uniting Time. Paragraph 89. He says they are right now uniting. You say, Brother Branham, is that true? They are coming to the Battle of Armageddon. Exactly what they will do. They are uniting for that right now. That's why we call the UN. Everything we have. The Western world is uniting against the Eastern world. Communism and so forth. It's all uniting together. The churches are coming together. Everything seems to be uniting. And the bride is uniting. It is critical that the bride must unite around the word. Hallelujah. The bride is not the Witbank church. She's part, but she's not the complete. Hallelujah. The bride is the universal body of Christ. That's why when we've got a revelation here, we pray that let God take the revelation to the Indonesia. Let him take it to the Chinese. Let him take it among the Europeans. We don't want the revelation to be exclusive to us. No, we want the revelation to unite them. And the reason you see us bringing ministers, we want to say, how do we measure up in terms of what God is doing in his body? And when a brother comes from Zimbabwe and preaches what we preach, we stand up and say, glory. The God that is working in Witbank is working in Zimbabwe. The God that is working here is working in Malawi. That's what we are waiting for. That universal activity among the bride members. I hope we are together. Now he says, and now I'm working towards closing. She still have too many notes. Okay. I will just touch here and there. But I'm giving you a homework. Amen. Do we still reach now? Hallelujah. Just go and read the fourth seal. I'm just going to hover over it. But go and read paragraph
311.
And go all the way down to paragraph 335. The fourth seal. I said 311 to 335. Amen.
335. I see some of you are not writing down.
Good memory. I really admire your memory capability. Amen. I will stop here. Amen. But I think whatever I wanted to read, it's already here. Amen. You will get it there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful golden nuggets there. But time is not on my side. God bless you richly as we stand up. Moenie vergeet die huiswerk asseblief. What a day that shall be.
Oh, it's me, oh, it's me, forever. Rock of Ages. Amen. While we sing Rock of Ages.
Amen.
Amen. There's two, Gog and Magog. One deals with the king of the north, invading Israel together with an alliance with other nations. Then you've got the other Gog and Magog that comes after the white throne judgment. When the dragon and his subjects are thrown into the lake of fire. Just get that chronological order of events. Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, let for me, let me hide myself in thee, let the water and the blood from thy womb inside me flow, hear or see
Yeah. Yes.
Siyabonga nkulunkulu wethu yiko lokho besikulindele besazi inkosi ukuthi uma siza lana asizeli nje ukugcwalisa umthetho ukuthi kufanele size lana kodwa nkulunkulu ukuza uzokwembatha uzothola ingubo ehlanzekileyo uthi inkosi yami sakheke size sifike ekupheleleni sifane nawe siyabonga nkosi amazwi avela kuwena anamandla izwi eliphuma emlonyeni wakho libukhali nkulunkulu emhlabeni wonke akukho ulwazi olifana nalolu nkulunkulu zikhona izikole amakolleji ama university kodwa lezi ndaba azikho nkulunkulu kusendlini yakho kuphela la zitholakala khona
yes
ikakhulu lesikhathi esiphila kusona sibonga ukuthi usathana uvezwa ubala wonke amaqhinga akhe wonke ama plan wakhe esikhathini lesiphila kiso abekwe obala nkulunkulu
right
siphuma sihamba ngaphandle simbona ukuthi nangu yena wenzani ngenxa yokuthi inkosi yami namhlanje usawamisile amadoda sinenciko zakho inkosi uzimisile wena nkulunkulu wami singumlomo wakho aziye eqeleni zihamba la nkosi yami ozikhombe khona awusiyabonga nkulunkulu uma inkosi yami isibane sicima kuzona sifile thina ingakho sikhuleka siqhamehla yonke sithi bambathise uma bona inkosi yami babona phambili lokho inkosi yami kwenza ukuthi nathi inkosi yami sihlome sibone kakhulu ingakho uNkulunkulu wami ngiyakhuleka namhlanje ntambama ngithi inqeko zakho ikakhulu isikhathi sokugcina lapho inkosi impi yamadimoni ihlasele ngendlela emangalisayo siyabadinga inkosi yami abantwana bakho abazoma bangayiqileni njenganamhlanje baba nangumfundisi wethu Pastor Madiba baba simbeka kuwena siyajabula nkosi yami ukuthi wambeka phambi kwethu futhi nkosi yami kuningi sikutholayo ngoba nkosi yami siyakhuleka ukuthi nkosi yami uma sizalana masiphumelana sishintshile kunaloko belisikhona ulwazi lwethu lukhuphukile ungidlula lesikhathi singena lana ngempela kuyenzeka lokho nkosi yami akufani nalesikhathi singenelana
yes.
Singenela sike linye izinga kodwa baba siphuma njena ngiwufakazi walokho ukuthi inkosi siphuma sisi ngaphezulu kwalokho akunendaba ukuthi ngaphandle yini okwenzakalayo kodwa thina singamasotsha oqobo
yes.
Sinqobile siyanqoba impi yethu azange yahlulwa namhlanje ngeke izwe ihlulwe sibonga ukuthi sihlonyisiwe sitsheliwe sibekwe endaweni yethu baba siyabonga ngazi inkosi singakubonga sithini kaphani ngokuthi inkosi yami sizo kufika izinyembezi emihlweni wethu kungazi imnyembezi inkosi zokhalela ini kodwa inkosi zenjabulo ukuthi esikhathini sokugcina likhona izwi esikhathini sokugcina likhona elingaxutshwanga esikhathini sokugcina likhona elinamandla endaweni eziningi siyabona usathana ungenile inkosi walidida walixubanisa Nkosi maseliqutshiwa lisabonakali kodwa sibonga ukuthi umlobokazi wembethe uliphethe liphelele kuyakhanya yilapho Nkosi sifuna ukuhlala khona asifune enye indawo sifuna lena uNkulunkulu wethu ngoba Nkosi yami impilo yethu siyazi ayipheleli lana akusili la Nkosi yami lasikhona namhlanje ngokwenyama esibheke khona kodwa baba inceke yakhe isakhuluma ukuthi umgido omkhulu uyeza yilapho Nkosi yami sibheke khona akukho okunye futhi okuyosimikisa lapho akukho mfundiso kuhlakanipha umuntu emhlabeni oyosimikisa lapho ngaphandle kwalelizwi olukhiphile esikhathini soqina wasithumezela inceku yakho umprofeti William Marion Branham Nkosi yami waletha laphelela zange ayiqeleni wahamba Nkosi yami waqonda ngqo wangenandaba ukuthi yini okume phambili nanamhlanje sinawo lawo madoda asahamba phezu kwalowo layini likhona futhi baba ibandla elihamba phezu kwalowo layini namhlanje emhlabeni libizwa ngokuthi umlobokazi wakho uNkulunkulu namandla uyamazi uSathana Nkosi yami noma siphumelela ngaphansi sihlukene uyamazi uSathana uNkulunkulu namandla ukuthi uma ubhekana naye Nkosi yami fanele eze kanjani futhi uya ufika maqede anganqoba ahluleke aphindele emuva akukho nokodwa emhlabeni ekuyodida iNkosi yami umlobokazi wakho ushilo uNkulunkulu wami ukuthi uphakathi kwakhe kuze kube sekupheleni akukho la wehlukene naye khona sihlangene simunye kanye nawe uNkulunkulu wethu siyabonga uNkulunkulu wethu baba ke uphikelele izikhathi zonke hayi namhlanje kuphela kodwa kuyakile uzube nathi sonke sihlangene ngalelo langa Nkosi yami iqhubeke inkonzo yakho ngalendlela sembatha esikufunako Nkosi yami ukwathi Nkosi yami silungele uNkulunkulu wami wena sibe lengandlela wena ofuna ngayo ibusiseke nale bandla lakho busisa labantwana bakho busisa labasebenzayo Nkosi yami ukuthi lo msebenzi ukhona ukuya phambili babusise uNkulunkulu wami busisa labefundisi Nkosi yami osibekele bona ebeyibona Nkosi yami babambe impi la ishisa ngakhona sibabeka kuwena baba egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu amen
amen God bless you just two songs before we go is that let them come from the floor
haleluya kateko Jesu namaste
Chitsindi. Then he said,
what?
He says, yeah, I don't know, you'll agree with him, you or that are from Zim. He says, yeah.
What's it lapa?
We are caught up between South African music and Congolese music. We don't know who we are.
What is it? Bambere Paratu Mkulo was a Congo, Mkulo was in Zim Africa.
He says, the problem is that when we received the message,
what thinking of what? Almost told him Layezo.
Those that brought the message to us. Because they couldn't sing. Then we ended up that we couldn't sing like them. Are we together? Mm. Amen. Mm. Because when they brought, they just said, yeah, you only, even some brothers, they are taking chance. They say, you only sing, only believe.
I say,
do you know who wrote Only Believe?
Not to your husband, but Only Believe.
Amen. The man that wrote the There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood, after he committed suicide.
In order to call a young woman, there is a fountain filled with blood.
But the prophet still loved it.
Because the prophet,
because some people they think Only Believe was written by message believers. And as Africans, we must just sing like we are at Canada. We are not Canadians.
Others think we must Africa, so they Canada.
Sometimes I say, Ungati, God could have given me some moves. I was going to dance for the Lord. In Africa, we are not. When you sing,
Africa,
the tie will show that you are really singing. Because you are not a British. Because when we come that size, I don't know whether how many have heard the Mexican music. When I hear that music, it irritates me. They actually have got some, I don't know what you call it, music, such a big guitar.
And this game is cool, this guy.
And when it plays, it irritates me. But I cannot go to the Mexican and say, hey, you must not sing like this. I will wait for them to finish their part. And I will show them how in Africa we sing. The message has not come to make us white people. It has come to reveal our originality.
Brother
Brandon says, God is a God of variety. I'm just saying, you that are trying to make us that we are not prepared to be that. The last song in Africa, then we go. Maybe Oria, Malawian one. Then thereafter, we are going. Here we normally prefer this continental one. Hallelujah. But the Amazing Grace, we will sing it if God permits, we'll still sing it.
Amazing Grace,
amen.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you don't know Congolese, you know, when you travel, don't be sensitive, because you'll be offended. You know brothers from Congo, if they sing, they can even pick up a chair. And the sisters, they've got something they do. Amen. And when you are in this church, don't be like us. Be a Congolese that worships God. Are we together?
Amen.
Amen. So even you, South Africa, if you hear a sister from Congo, don't beg
her with
much will. She's being herself in the Lord.
Amen.
Is that not?
Oh yeah.
siphinde sinibone ngolwesithathu.
Stand by on the one for Zimbabwe. Amen. It's a continental affair.
Indaba yecontinent.
Hallelujah.
Joy my one boy, joy my one boy.